vision, or have another print disability, which makes reading, holding a book, or turning a page difficult or impossible. The content is copyrighted by the respective publishers. For more information, please visit us on the web at nfradioreading.org. Hi, this is Nick, and for the next few minutes, I'll be reading from today's newspaper comics in the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. Because as always, on this Wednesday, August 19th, 2026, with High and Lois. High's looking at a tree. I think I'll put a hammock here. Somebody already has, says Trixie as she's looking at a spider who's built his web in the tree. Zitz, Mom says to Jeremy. As he's wearing his apron from work and he's got a name tag. You have a name tag already? Cool, huh? I started out with a paper one and they gave me this when my shift was over. Plastic is a sign of respect. Blondie. Blondie's at a bakery. He says, are those the same Jolly Donuts from yesterday?
Yeah.
You told me that yesterday. I want fresh donuts.
They should have thought of that 2 days ago.
Bill Bailey, the journal says,
I was on track to be another Patton or MacArthur, but I needed a war to become a legend.
A half track isn't half bad,
says Miss Buxley.
Hagar the Horrible.
Lucky, he says to Hagar, his men is behind him.
Hagar, the crew demanded a raise.
No problem. How much could Shoelift set us back?
Break of day. We see a guy at a basketball court. As the one guy is holding the basketball. He's got six fingers on his hands. On his hand.
High six!
As a woman yells,
he's AI!
He's also the guy who killed Inigo Montoya's father. The six-fingered man. Count Rugen. Family circus. My kids are in a boat with Dad. As Billy goes,
Daddy doesn't need a life jacket because the captain has to go down with the ship.
And Barney Google and Snuffy Smith. Snuffy's sitting on the fence as Lukey's next to him.
The boys were complaining about Hoot and Holler not having a school bus. So to make them feel better, Louise dialed up her wheelbarrow.
As Jughead and Little Taylor in the Hoot and Holler school district. Wheelbarrow, pushed by Louisie.
You've been listening to a reading of the day's newspaper comics in the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. Thanks for listening.